Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Quentin.
And today we are so excited because we are here to talk to Holly Chapman, who plays the wonderful Alice. Holly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We're delighted.
I've never done a podcast before. I'm very excited.
Oh, wow. Honoured.
Neither have we, Holly. I started with some housekeeping last time with our good friend Jakob. Paul.
Okay.
A bit of housekeeping with you, Holly, because we just need to tidy up your Wikipedia page first, Holly.
Because as
someone along with Katie who lives in the East Midlands, I'm very interested. Anyway, your page says, it reads, Holly Chapman, born 1988 or 1989. I love that.
Around that
it's 88. Yeah, they're right.
88. They're right. Yeah. Possibly in Gadsby in Leicestershire.
That's great.
Hey, yeah. Katie, we have an East Midlands girl. So you're just down the road.
Born and bred, Ducky. Yeah.
Hey, Ducky. Yeah. Just down the road from Melton
Mowbray. My family were there. Yeah. Hook up. Oh. Yeah.
This bit's right. Is an English actress. I thought they got that bit right. Yeah. So anyway, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. So I'm a shameless fan of your father, Brian.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
I have to ask you this. What's it like being the non-woo-woo daughter of Brian?
Lovely. I love it. It's great. Thing is, though, she's got a problem, hasn't she? So would I rather be woo-woo? I don't know. Compared to Alice, I think woo-woo sounds a bit easy, doesn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's fun. It's fun. It's a great... The Aldridges are a good family to be a part of, really.
They're never dull, are they? Never dull.
They are not. No. A lot of issues. It's good, though. It's good. It's what we want.
Is it true that Charles, your fictional father, actually signs off his own emails to you and Kate as dad?
Yeah, he does. He does, And he calls his daughter when we're in the green room and stuff. He'll go, morning, daughter, or come on, daughter. Hello, daughter. He's great. Yeah, he does. He does.
Lovely.
What a man.
He's lovely. I adore him. He's lovely. Very funny.
You mentioned that you've been on the show since you were 11. So that's 24 years, Holly. That's a long old time, isn't it? Well, something that happened this week that made me think, oh my God, I can't believe it's been 3 years, is that Alice mentioned that Martha's 3 this week.
I know.
That is just such a long time. I can't believe that she's 3. Are you looking forward to Martha getting a voice eventually? And what are your hopes for her? And what do you think Alice's hopes for her are?
Well, I hope she doesn't get Alice's addiction. That's one big thing. But it is really funny because I remember one day we were sat in the green room, myself and Wilf, who plays Chris. And I was just like, oh my gosh, there's going to come a time when Martha gets, she'll get a voice. And we're like, that will make us feel old. But I'm excited for that. I can't wait that she'll maybe have a voice one day. But I do hope she follows more in Chris's footsteps probably than Alice. No, not in a way, because I'm I know Alice comes with her demons, but she's a good person. She's great work ethic. So I hope Martha gets that from Alice, her work ethic. Although Chris has got a very good work ethic as well. And yeah, but yeah, gosh, Martha having a voice, that's nuts, isn't it?
I know. Three, I just couldn't believe it. I know. Just thought, no, because we were having discussion, I think, on an earlier podcast. We were like, isn't Martha coming up for like two now? And then three.
Hey, do you know, with Martha, I always like associate Martha because obviously Martha was born and we recorded those scenes in lockdown, and I gave birth to Martha in my son's bedroom in lockdown. Wow. And my husband was next door on a work call, and he was literally like, I'm so sorry, my wife's an actress, she's just doing, and I was literally in my son's tiny box room pushing, and it was just, and so I kind of can remember how old she is from COVID, you know. Yeah. It's just nuts, isn't it?
Just being there by yourself and just having to go through those motions and being like, well, hopefully
that's pretty,
good.
Yeah, and I'm pretty almost sure I was pregnant as well with my son, my middle son. It all kind of tied it. Yeah, nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's fun. It's a good story.
Great story.
It must have been crazy going into the green room as a child with all these kind of incredible actors around you.
Yeah.
How did they all kind of mother you and look after you and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And it must be an amazing learning curve.
Oh, it was. I think a lot of it went, because when you're a child, you sort of, a lot of it goes over your head. I really didn't know quite how big a deal and what a good job it was. I knew it was a job, but it was more other people, especially my nan was, this is huge, this is such a big job, you have to get this job. I was like, really? But they did, yeah, they really did. And especially Angie, who played Jennifer, because I did my audition with her, and she really took me under her wing, and Angie and Charles, yeah, really took me under their wing and taught me everything. And because there's things with radio, if you make a mistake, you leave a little pause, you wait a few moments, and then you start from the beginning and do it again. And, oh, okay. And how to turn a script quietly and big. Sometimes I'd have words and I wouldn't know how to say it. And she'd go, you say it like this. Like, okay, before the read. Yeah, they were, and because they're all actors, and so everyone was very eccentric and very, and I loved it. It was great. Yeah, yeah, it was really. I guess I didn't think about it, but yeah, it was really cool.
Holly, I want to talk to you about Alice, because we care about Alice, but also some of her life choices and behaviour drives us.
I know.
Absolutely potty. Oh, how do you feel about her? And when you get a script, are you sort of almost worried to look at what Alice is going to get up to now?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this the other day, actually, because I played Alice from such a young age, and I'm so protective of her. I love her. She's sort of mine, and I care. So when she does things and I'm like, yeah, this or that. But gosh, there have been times when I've opened the script and gone, you stupid girl. What are you doing? When she got very drunk and tried to kiss Harrison, and I was like,
oh God.
Josh, you are married to this wonderful man. What are you doing? But then at the same time, Chris slept with Amy, and I was just a bit like, oh, that's really hard. We shouldn't have done that. Because Alice has done, he does one thing. But I guess a lot of it is she has an illness, and she's an addict, and a lot of her life choices, it's been through drink, so that Alice doesn't make those choices and is a good mum and works hard. And so I guess that's why I am also quite protective of her, because she's poorly, and she but yeah, she's been bad, and her bad's been bad, right?
Yes.
So, but a great as an actress. Oh, it's been amazing. Amazing to play, yeah. I have been told off by strangers, sort of, you've been so naughty, and it takes me a while to go, oh yeah, no, yeah. they mean Alice. Not me.
No, I just want to pick up on what you said about, you know, you love your character, because Daisy Badger, who plays Pip, feels the same. Because gives us all the, drives us nuts, gives us the pip constantly. But she says, I just love her. I just love her. I just have to just shrug my shoulders and go, oh, it's Pip. It's Pip. I won't labour. I'm amazing I've got any hair left, because when Alice went up to Inspector Norris the other night, I just, oh, God, what was going on?
Oh, gosh. I know. Even myself and Joe, who plays Fallon, when we were recording that episode, we were like, is anyone going to stop her? Like, what's she doing?
She gets out the car and just goes.
I know, but I think it was one of those impulse, like, I'm just going to do it. I need to make something. I need to do something right. And yeah, well, exactly. Harrison as well. He's just the nicest guy. And he's the nicest guy in real life too. He's just so nice.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just going back to your alcoholism storyline, which is, you know, still ongoing, but it's subsided quite a lot. At the height of your alcoholism storyline, you had some big, big scenes, didn't you? You had the screaming scene in the locked bathroom, brutally laying into Rory's right to be in the family, fighting Brian all the way to rehab. It must have taken its toll on you as an actor.
It was those scenes that we did with Will, who, can I just say, is the best partner I could have ever picked to do. Well, I didn't pick, they picked him, but I could have ever had. He is just a wonderful actor. And he's so, to do scenes like that, we had that episode to ourselves, which was so. I remember going in to record those scenes and I was so nervous, because it's like, we've got this episode and you so want to get it right, but also get it right because it's very real life for someone that is an addict, someone that's living with someone with addiction, enabling. And I remember we did those scenes and afterwards we were both just like, I just remember getting home and needing to go to bed. And also, some of the time when Alice was going to rehab, I was pregnant as well. And I was recording a lot of them pregnant. And there were times when Alice was drinking pregnant, and to do those scenes with a baby in my tummy, knowing that she was an addict and she couldn't stop drinking. Yeah, there are times when you just go, oh my gosh, this is incredibly sad. And yeah, it was, but equally so good. They were draining scenes, but I've honestly loved doing it as well as an actress, to do something like that and to get my teeth stuck into something different that isn't Alice taking charge at work or talking about horses. It was something different, and I've loved it, and I feel very honored that they've trusted me, I guess, with such a big thing. It's been great. But yeah, there were times when I had gone home and actually, dare I say it, gone, God, I need a glass of wine after that, you know. But yeah, probably shouldn't say that. But yeah, definitely a few early nights coming home. But it was, challenging. Oh, wow. But fun, yeah.
Well done, Holly.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Your love for her, you can hear how much you love her when you talk about this work.
I do.
Well, thinking about more recent storylines, we had Jack Ashton on a couple of weeks ago, who plays Harry Chilcott. And I remember seeing on Jack's Instagram that he put a post up saying that you were showing him the ropes and that it had been real good. So what does working with somebody who's not worked in radio or done The Archers before, like, how does showing the ropes work for you? Like, is it?
I don't really know. I think he was selling himself short, because he's very good. He was being modest. He's very good. And he didn't seem like he needed any help at all. So I don't really know. I suppose it's more just because it's so normal for us to do. I guess it's things like, it sounds silly, but turning pages and scripts and where you put your scripts. Because obviously we don't have, the joys of radio are we don't have to learn our lines by heart. We do have to turn the pages or put them somewhere. And it's like, oh, I find if I put my scripts this way or if I do it like this, or making a mistake, you just leave a gap, start again, you're fine. And then it is things different. Because I did listen to the episode with Jack, and he was talking about when he was doing a scene where he was on a horse, and we're literally stood like, I'm here, Jack's here, but he's meant to be on a horse. So I'm pitching to him as if he's on a horse. He's having to talk down to me. But we're literally stood next to each other. And even they are so clever how they do it, you know, and how they make it work. I don't know. Hats off to them. But because I'm just like, it is like, well, we're stood right next to each other. Don't worry, in the studio, it sounds very much like you're outside and that he's on a horse. It's fine. If you could just pitch up a little bit more. So maybe things like, I don't know, but he was modest. He's very good. He didn't need my help.
It always amazes me as well how things like that happen. Like, you have to talk up and stuff like that. And then things like a scene where you're in bed, you've just got a bed there. So like, yeah, there's obviously some stuff that they just can't recreate and they're like, we'll have to get, yeah, a bed in for this.
Yeah, we've had scenes recently with Jack where him and I were both literally on a sofa bed under a duvet and we're just, you, yeah, know, quite snuggy really. So it's nice. Quite a nice scene.
Lauren is very happy to be your understudy for those scenes, by the way.
I'm a call the midwife fan. Okay.
Do you know what? It's so funny. When I went in, one of the actresses came in and she was like, what's Jack like? Oh my gosh, is he weird as eyes? I'm such a, call the midwife fan. And I was like, oh yeah, he's lovely. It was really nice. It's so funny. Yeah. Although he's a bit naughty, isn't he? So
yeah, we're waiting to see where that's happening. We're waiting to see how that unfolds.
I mean, Holly,
I've received very little credit on this podcast, but I called him out as a wrong'un from the beginning, and this man's been defending him to the hilt. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, a few people actually have said that to me, actually. Be careful, Tim, be careful.
So when Jack needed some horsey experience and advice and everything... Did you already have any horsey experience, or had to show the ropes for horses?
Oh gosh, Alice is, I think one of my first scenes was on a horse, or one of my first episodes, I'm sure, Jazza ran over my horse or did something that was like back, yeah. So I've sort of, and Alice is, she's horse crazy, so yeah, I've spent a lot of time sitting on a pretend saddle or talking like this, as if I'm trotting. Yeah, I think Jack was doing star jumps before the beginning of a scene because him and I needed to sound like we'd just finished going on a big gallop and we were both like having trip. And yeah, oh yeah, I got plenty of experience of pretending to ride a horse. I'm a bro. Put it on my CV.
Have you ridden a horse yourself?
I did when I was younger. Yeah, I did. I did. But no, they sort of slowly give that up and went a different way. Yes, I'm not myself pro horsey, but I can pretend to ride a horse very well.
Holly, what is it about running things over? Because your horse was run over, Eccles was run over, Blake was run over, Stella's dog was run over, and Nick ran somebody over.
Wow, sells, doesn't it? Clearly, the audience like it. I don't know.
I've got a couple of silly questions now, so bear with me. The first one, and this is as Alice, not as Holly, so don't worry. So as Alice,
okay.
Snog, marry and avoid.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. You have Harrison, which is predictable. You have Tom, plot twist. And you have Rex, narrowboat. So Harrison, Rex, Tom. Who is Alice snogging, marrying and avoiding?
Tom. He's my cousin, so I'm not going to snog or marry him. So
okay,
I'll avoid
that's
Tom.
Fair enough.
Would have been a good story. Something else to Alice's problem. No, so I'm going to avoid Tom. Oh, she's already tried to snog Harrison and it didn't go very well, did it? But he's a good egg and then Rex is a really good guy, isn't he? He wouldn't mind marrying Rex. Right, I think she's going to have to just snog Harrison because she tried once, so she may as well try again.
Let her have it.
Because I think he's a good time as well. He's good fun. Whereas Rex is quite straight and narrow, straight laced. He's probably a good man for her to marry. So, yeah, I'll avoid Tom. I'll snog Harrison and I'll marry Rex. There you go.
Holly, most people would avoid Tom at all costs anyway. But anyway.
Oh, he's all right.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My other silly question, but very important, is about the subject of biscuits. Now, if Alice had a preferred biscuit, what biscuit would Alice's favourite be? What would be her go-to?
I don't know. That is a tricky one. No, she'd probably be... maybe a chocolate digestive or something. Mm. Because she's quite sensible until she has a drink, give her a bit of chocolate, then she's a bit naughty, maybe. Gosh, that's quite a hard question, isn't it? That's probably a really boring answer.
Milk or dark, Holly?
Oh, I like dark chocolate. I feel Alice would be a dark chocolate kind of girl as well. Yeah, she definitely would.
Can I get all serious again?
I think she probably would. Yeah, you can.
During your heightened alcoholic stage, I noticed that whenever Alice was about to turn nasty or scary, you cleverly indicated it with the subtlest of change in your voice, which I've always wanted to congratulate you on.
Is that something you
consciously introduced? You could just hear it and thought, here we go. She's going to turn now. They were very subtle.
Yeah, probably without realising subconsciously. I guess it's Alice when she's drinking. She's a little bit more, she's nasty. She's got that less sort of vulnerability in her voice. When she's not drinking and she's scared and she's kind of got that, more childlike, I guess. Yeah, probably, actually, without realising. Mm. Yeah, and it's quite hard to play drunk, actually, and not be seen and only be heard, because obviously you're trying to... People that are drunk tend to, it's their body language that kind of gives it away and the way they hold themselves. And so when you're only using your voice, you have to portray that. You kind of got to, work out how best to do that.
Yeah. No, I always noticed it, but it was very subtle. It's very subtle. What I've also noticed is I describe Alice at the moment going through one of her wibbly wobbly stages where her bottom lip sounds like she's nervously trembling all the time because she's just on that verge, isn't she, of which way she's going to go.
Yeah.
Has that disappeared when she was at the stables and getting literally mucking in, and now she's mucked up the relationship with Harrison? It's gone all a bit wibbly wobbly,
She goes back to sort of when she's steady, she's that sort of, morning, hello, Auntie Lillian, that kind of. And then she, that kind of vulnerable sort of, like she's going to have a breakdown at any moment, I guess.
I know. I'm on tenterhooks thinking, oh God, Alice, hold us together.
I know, but you see, even that, because I'm, this is where I get really protective of her again, because I'm just like, she's worked so hard on herself and she lost her mum and stayed and did all of that and everything with Rory and trying to keep him on the straight and narrow. And and now she's met someone that she thought, okay, maybe I do deserve it. And I think there was a scene that was on the other day and that she said to Adam, I think I don't deserve happiness. And I was just like, oh, I do love her. I'm like, you do, Alice, you do. Maybe.
Do you think when she went to the shop recently, she was on the verge of taking a bottle off the shelf and Jim managed to distract her?
Maybe, actually. Do you know what? I didn't even think of that. And actually,
Do you know what?
You're probably right. Jim, her scenes with Jim are just, aren't they just lovely? Isn't Jim
always
just
in the shop?
Isn't Jim just the most nicest, most wonderful character? And he's so lovely in real life. But I love those scenes that she does with Jim. Jim just never judges her, does he? Just sees her. Probably because he's had his own demons and his own story issues, but I didn't think of that. That is really well unobserved.
I can't claim all the credit because quite a few people on social media were wondering that. So it was a widely held observation, actually.
Probably.
I've been singing Alice's praises recently as well, because I feel like she's been such a realist in terms of the breakup with Harry, like absolutely no nonsense, but still aware of what she was like when she was at the height of the alcoholism as well. Like, we award a star of the week on this podcast when we do the midweek wrap-ups, and Alice has got my star of the week.
Oh,
so
yeah,
well done, Alice.
It's a bad time, isn't it?
So she can have that. She at least got star of the week on the All About the Archers podcast. I had a little look at the Alice's page on the Archers website. It might be a little bit outdated now, but it's got some likes and dislikes of Alice's on there. And I wondered if we could compare them to your likes and dislikes. They're quite niche. So under Alice's likes, okay, first thing, she likes parties. Do you like a party?
I do like a party.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good.
I do like a party. I can't handle it as much now I've got children and the hangovers last week, but I do enjoy a party. I do.
The next one, though, drones.
Yeah, I can't. That's an Alice thing. That's not a Holly thing. That's an Alice thing.
It's
yes.
Niche.
Yeah.
And also, Holly, she likes winning contracts. Do you like winning contracts?
No.
And then two of her dislikes, of all the things you could dislike in the world, she dislikes sales presentations.
Right. I can't say I'd enjoy that either, to be honest.
But she also dislikes being bored. Do you dislike being bored?
I'm not good with being bored, actually. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm not good with being bored. I do get a bit irritable with being bored. I like to be busy.
You've got a few things in common with her then as well.
Yeah.
More than you know.
More than I thought, yeah.
So Alice often has kind of the impulsive and rash decisions, that kind of thing. How much of that do you have as well? Or are you kind of more of a planning, calm kind of decisions? Or do you just go for it feet first?
Probably somewhere in the middle. I'm not, I can be calm and laid back, but then I can be quiet. I get overwhelmed sometimes when all my children are screaming and I've got to do a podcast. But then there are also times when they are screaming and I'm like, you've got to embrace the chaos, haven't you? You just got to go with it. I like to say I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle somewhere. I'm not a huge planner. My husband, if he could hear me now, being like, you don't plan anything, he'll be like, I do all of that. He'll disagree with me. I'm in the middle. I'll meet her in the middle.
Well, Holly, before we come on to the Facebook questions, which we will shortly, which is the extra bonus content on YouTube, I've got one final quick question for you. And it's, we hear of some actors sort of being taken into the editor's room to be told about very big plot changes that are coming ahead, and others just find out about it as they go along. Were you taken into the editor's room and told about what would happen with Alice, or were you surprised month by month as it got worse and worse?
So they did sort of plant the seed with Alice and her addiction. She got very drunk at Nick's funeral. She was always drunk at parties. But I wasn't told or didn't know where it was going. And then Jeremy phoned me in lockdown. It was in lockdown. And he phoned me and said, right, Alice is, she's an alcoholic. It's going to explode. It's going to go, lockdown is going to make her, going to be what drives her to going bad. I think Wilf maybe had the same call as well. And it was like, be prepared, be ready. It's going to be pretty explosive. And yeah, when we read that episode where she locks herself in the bathroom, Jeremy was like, yeah, you thought I was joking, didn't you? I was like, no, I believe you. So I was called or told about that. But then as it's gone on now, no, we're just sort of month by month, I'm just sort of like waiting to see what happens. So many people say, oh, when we were together, Alice and Chris going to stay together? I'm like, I really hope so. And then the scripts come through and they get divorced. And we're sort of going, oh my gosh, no. You're just going along with it. And I know, I still hold a torch for them in my heart. I do.
Very good. Well, we come to the final question, Holly. And this is a question that we ask the actor who we've interviewed last to ask you. And so last person we interviewed was Paul Venables, who plays Jakob.
Yeah.
And so Jakob's question for Alice is...
Oh gosh, this will be interesting from Jakob.
Should I put up my vet's fees for you?
No. She did have him working hard on fireworks night, right?
But didn't she?
No. I think she gives him enough work to do that. And also, he is dating my sister, remember? So, come on, family perks, yeah. If anything, I should be getting a discount.
Oh, Holly, it's just been so wonderful to talk to you, hear more about you and Alice.
Thank you.
And we've just loved it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I've loved it. I could talk about her forever. So thank you. It's so lovely.
That's so sweet.
And to talk to people that actually love the art, you know, I love people that love the Archers. It's so like, it does. It brings me so much joy. And yeah, it does. So thank you. Oh. Yeah,
thank you. It's been a treat for us as well, Holly. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Holly. Thank
you. And I should just say, we'll be back as normal for a midweek roundup of what's happened in the Archers so far. Until then, it's a goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Ta-ra from me.
And all the best from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.